KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The Transport Minister says an intervention team has identified critical challenges at the air traffic navigation services. Barbara Creasy has met with the ATNS board and management after the precautionary suspension of its CEO. Last year, she assigned a task team to investigate the source of the problems that led to flight delays at various airports. She says they've pinpointed four problem areas.
The first related to the question of critical staff shortages, both in terms of those who would be responsible for navigation, as well as those who would be responsible for designing flight procedures and developing charts for those flight procedures, but also critical shortages in terms of instructors.
She says the communication equipment needs repairs and flight procedures are outdated. She says there are also systematic weaknesses in the safety management system. The minister explains what's being done.
The Safety Review Board has been established and it will meet quarterly and provide governance on management of overall safety performance, and the first meeting will take place in April. And the high-risk findings there is a process to implement remedial measures on all the high-risk findings, and that was concluded by the end of February, and medium-risk ones will be attended to by the end of March.
The High Court in Pretoria will tomorrow hear a legal challenge against the analog TV switch-off set for the end of the month. The applications have been brought by ETV and media watchdogs. They say they are concerned about the impact on millions of marginalised communities. SABC Group CEO Nomsa Chabedi has told the public broadcaster the cut-off of free-to-air TV services affect the SABC's sustainability.
The SABC is self-funded, and therefore the minute you impact the ability to deliver to audiences and audiences to be available to advertisers, which is where the revenue comes in, you are compromising the public mandate. The SABC is about to lose 27% of their audiences, and that translates into revenue losses.
One of Britain's most wanted fugitives has been found guilty of dozens of historic child sex offences. 8-year-old Richard Burrows had been on the run in Thailand for 27 years. The former scoutmaster was arrested at Heathrow Airport in March last year. And after 9 months stranded on the International Space Station, NASA astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams are set to return to Earth tomorrow. The duo, who were originally due to be on the ISS for nearly 8 days, got stuck on the station in June last year. Their Boeing Starliner spacecraft had propulsion issues and was deemed unfit to fly them back. Wilmore and Williams will be transported with another American astronaut and a Russian cosmonaut aboard a SpaceX Crew Dragon craft, which arrived at the ISS yesterday. Durban 25 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 23, Richards Bay 28. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.